بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. الله تبارك وتعالى mentions in the Quran الكريم كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. The famous explanation of this ayah is that every creation will cease to exist except Allah تبارك وتعالى. That a time is to come that everything will be destroyed except the being and the zat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Another the explanation and tafsir of this ayah, that kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha, that every action will be destroyed except that which was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very important that we sit with the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hidayat, grant us the ability, the tawfiq to practice. And our sitting of here is on the nisbat and the ta'alluq, a relationship with the Qur'an al-Kareem. It's not a very lengthy program. There's a few items on the agenda besides just the talks. So inshallah, we start off the proceedings of this, of tonight's program with a rendition by Qari Sa'id Mas'ud. Qari Sa'ib is a student of Darul Umaniya. He has qualified already. So inshallah, Qari Sa'ib will be reciting one qiraat now. And towards the end of the program, inshallah, then Qari Sahib will be reciting again, inshallah. Jazakum
Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fakana 'aqibatahuma annahuma finnari khalidaini fiha. خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله قاري صاحب for that. That's the warm up. Inshallah, the next one will be at a later stage, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with the ta'alluq of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And the important aspect for every one of us is that we understand the Qur'an and we build a relationship with the Qur'an al-Kareem. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah once was sitting with his students. He was a great personality of the time. And there was a person who was, we will say, 5 bob short, person who was mad. He came by and he told Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal a few words. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal kept quiet. And he said a few things again and he foul-mouthed him and he swore him. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah kept quiet. After some time, the students got so upset and they told, "Oh Imam Ahmad, how can you keep quiet when these people are speaking bad about you in our presence? So they're running you down, you can't keep quiet. Say something, Allah has blessed you." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah says, "La wallahi, la wallahi, bi qasam of Allah, I'll never tell this man anything." They said, "Oh Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you the imam of the time, how can you keep quiet? So much of ilm you got." So he said, فَأَيْنَ قُرْآنُ اللَّهِ إِذَنْ فَأَيْنَ قُرْآنُ اللَّهِ إِذَنْ If I have to respond to him, then where's the ayat of the Qur'an that he's talking to me? وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا Then when the ignorant address you, then you ignore them. You don't even respond. Why you want to enter the race of the ignorant? Let him win the race. So they don't even respond to him. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah teaches every one of us an important lesson that if we understood the Qur'an al-Kareem and the message of the Qur'an al-Kareem, then to deal with every situation becomes easy for us. Inshallah, next we will have a nasheed by two students of the final year, Mulana Ramadan and Mulana Isa, inshallah.
يا رسول الله وقدوتنا لن ندع الغرب يدلسنا لن نرضى أبدا ذلتنا يا رسول الله يا رسول الله وقدوتنا لن ندع الغرب يدنسنا لن نرضى أبدا ذلتنا يا رسول الله سنحطم قيد مآسينا وندق حصون أعادينا ونزنجر وصأعادينا يا رسول الله
رجل قد جمع الإحسان بالحكمة والصدق زدانا وبه ظهر حق وبانا برسول الله
يا رسول الله وقدوتنا لن ندع الغرب يدلسنا لن نرضى أبدا ذلتنا يا رسول الله لا ندري كيف تجرأتم وتمهديتم بعداوتنا لا ندري كيف تطرقتم لرسول الله
شلت أيدي بتماديها قد حفرت قبرا يحويها بما قد رسمت هادينا ورسول الله ورسول الله
وقلوب أبدا لا تنسى وقلوب أبدا لا تنسى من أصلحا فقد ترسى سمن رمحا سيفا قوسا لرسول الله
يا غرب اعتبر بماضينا كم دوسنا رؤوس أعادينا وسننظر اليوم كما ضينا لرسول الله لرسول رسول الله.
يا غرب سيسطعكم نور قد أشرق فوق روابينها ليبقى الإسلام سجينا يا رسول الله
يا رسول الله. يا حامل القرآن قد خصك الرحمن بالفضل والتيجان والروح والريحان. يا حامل القرآن قد خصك الرحمن بالفضل والتيجان والروح والريحان. يا دائم الترتيل للذكر والتنزيل بشراك يوم رحيل ستفوز بالغفران. يا قارئ الآيات في الجمع والخلوات تزهو بك السماوات وتنتشي الأكوان. يا حامل القرآن يا حامل القرآن يا حامل القرآن قد خصك الرحمن بالفضل والتيجان والروح والريحان. يا حامل القرآن قد خصك الرحمن بالفضل والتيجان والروح والريحان. يا دائم الترتيل للذكر والتنزيل بشراك يوم رحيل ستفوز بالغفران. يا قارئ الآيات في الجمع والخلوات تزهو بك السماوات وتمتشي الأكوان. يا حامل القرآن يا حامل القرآن.
جزاكم الله خيرا. The words that we heard, Ya Hamil al-Quran. Hamil al-Quran comes in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala ikrama di shibati al-Muslim wa hamil al-Quran ghayri al-ghali fihi wal-jafi anhu. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, part of the honoring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to honor that person who is hamilul Qur'an. That person who has a bond, who is attached to the Qur'an-i Kareem. غَيْرِ الْغَالِ فِيهِ وَالْجَافِ عَنْهُ. There are certain conditions that qualify a person to be considered as hamilul Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate. We have a personality that in our masjid, who is the imam of the masjid, who is the senior of our society, of our community, as Mullah Ahmad Chauhan Sahib. Many years of experience, so therefore there's a lot of wealth that can be shared with us as the Huffaz. So therefore let us pay very careful attention. Alhamdulillah, we all know Mawlana CDs are going around, his clips on tafsir, etc. So inshallah Mawlana will be addressing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we take these words of wisdom to heart, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة صدق الله العظيم. The nasheed that was rendered by Qari Sahib brings about a very important question in my life and your life. Did I choose to become a hafiz of the Quran or did Allah Ta'ala choose me? Each one of us need to ask the very first question. Was it my choice? Yes, sometimes my parents may have encouraged me. Sometimes I've seen others go, and I had also gone with them to the Hifz class and I became a Hafiz. But the underlining factor is, it is neither my choice nor the choice of my parents, but it was the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the Mubarak hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elucidates an important aspect to the Sahaba, Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas, that they are the ahl, the family members of Allah Ta'ala from mankind. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man hum ya Rasulullah, who are these people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ahlul Qur'an wa khasatuhu, they are the people of the Qur'an, the chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala. For our young ones to understand, Allah Ta'ala gives two examples in the Qur'an Sharif. One was when the Aziz of Misr, the minister of Egypt, had purchased Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. He said, Asa ayyan fa'ana aw nattakhidahu walada. And then the other example was of Asiya, when the casket had come into the palace of Fir'aun and they had opened it and they had found a little child. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. This was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Whoever saw Musa alayhi salatu was salam, immediately his heart latched onto Musa alayhi salam. She said the same thing. قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ عَسَىٰ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. No person can go to someone and just expect that person to adopt. There is a choice that that person will make. A household may adopt a child. A family may adopt a child. A little child cannot impose an adoption. And this is the hadith and the message of the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen each and every heart. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah Ta'ala had decided that this Quran will remain on this earth till the end of time. Allah Himself is the guardian, and Allah Ta'ala had chosen co-guardians. Allah Ta'ala didn't need anyone to look after this Qur'an. But it was Allah's fadl, Allah's grace upon the hafiz of the Qur'an, that Allah Ta'ala chose one mode of safeguarding this Qur'an and protecting the Qur'an, and that is the heart of the hafiz. Ulama have written that, and we've seen it in Islamic history, we've seen it in non-Islamic history. Prior to Islam, when the Titus invasion had come, then the Torah and the Injil was totally burnt, destroyed. And there was no one then to narrate and relate these kitabs. We saw in Islamic history, libraries after libraries were burnt. At one time, in the invasion of Iraq, the kitabs of deen were thrown into the rivers. Ulama had written that for years thereafter there was no need to buy ink because of the amount of kitabs that were thrown into these rivers. The river itself had been flowing with the ink of the kitabs of Islam. But at no one time was there any need to have been concerned about the safeguard and the safekeep of the Quran Sharif. Because Allah Ta'ala chose the heart of the Huffaz. And that is why sometimes, and we all need to think about it, that Allah Ta'ala chose me to become a Hafiz of the Quran. I didn't choose to become a Hafiz. Allah Ta'ala chose my heart. That was the choice of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala chose it to be the custodian and the guardian of the Quran. Allah forbid, if a situation arises and each and every copy of the Quran is wiped out, and each and every other hafiz of the Quran is wiped out, and I am that one singular hafiz on the surface of the earth, can I then recite the Quran for someone to then write it down? In South Africa, we have the example Masjid Oval, that those people that came from Java, from the Indonesian island, those mashayikh, there was no copy of the Quran. They came as slaves. They came with the Quran in their heart, and all one person did was he wrote out the whole Quran, and when you go to Cape Town, go to Masjid Oval, and you will see that Quran Sharif there. Now that is living testimony of a group of people that go to a place and there is no other hafiz, there is no copy of the Quran Sharif, and one hafiz of the Quran writes out the whole Quran. Can I do that? Just on this point, another very important aspect, the Quran Sharif is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, it is the speech of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like Allah Ta'ala is eternal, was eternal, the Quran Sharif also is eternal, was eternal, will remain forever. Allah Ta'ala chose our hearts. Now think about this very, very carefully. That somebody gives us a bottle of very expensive itar. Are we going to think about looking after the itar without looking after the container? It's a glass container, a container made of glass. Are we just going to throw that glass around everywhere, carelessly, not concerned? Or are we going to look after the container because of the content? And this is the point. Allah has chosen our hearts. Allah give us the tawfiq that we ourselves look after that heart and keep away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Keep away from the places of disobedience. Keep away from situations of disobedience. And inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make our qadr. One was hamilul Quran, the carrier of the Quran Sharif. And one is, we find in the hadith, yuqalu li sahibil Quran. It will be said to the sahib of the Quran. Now when we look at this word sahib, the friend of the Quran, the person of the Quran, the person that befriends the Quran, the person that becomes the companion of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala make us that companion of the Quran Sharif. What's a friend to a friend? What's a friend to a friend? At all times, there will be that companionship. There will never be periods of laxity in that companionship. We will not break down that companionship. And this is the expression that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam uses, that at all times, we must be latched and we must be linked to the Quran. What will happen if we latch ourselves to the recitation of the Quran? Like Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, the respect and honor of the Quran and practice upon the Quran. Then there's one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a person leaves this world, it is normal, we've seen mayyats in our homes, the house people, somebody is looking for the ID, somebody is phoning the burial society, somebody is getting the kafan ready, somebody is looking for the qabr, somebody is phoning all the family members, the household, they are looking for blankets to put down, They're looking for tasbihs and danas and siparas and all of that. Everybody is in an arrangement for the funeral to bid us farewell. But one Quran, that Quran that we recited from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen till Minal Jinnati Wan Nas, that Quran of ours will now take charge and become the guard. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the Quran will stand at the head of that person. Whoever does whatever, the Quran Sharif now becomes the guardian. Why? Because the Hafiz was the guardian of the Quran on the surface of this earth. Allah give us that tawfiq that we fulfill the haqq of the Quran Sharif. Brothers, no matter how much we try, to fulfill the haqq of the Quran is almost impossible. But it is Allah Ta'ala's fadl and Allah's grace that Allah gives us tawfiq to recite. And we should take that one step forward, befriend the Quran and continue, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us these fadilat and these virtues. Now the kafan takes place, the shroud, after the ghusl. Then it comes in this hadith that Quran will find a way to slip in to the kafan. Those people that were present at the burial and the kafan of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a sahabi that gave his life for Quran, for the recitation, for the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, for the understanding of the Quran. They said that when we put on the kafan, we saw a bird go into the kafan of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we began to search and look for it, we couldn't find it. And they were great personalities, then they came to the conclusion, this is his Quran. So now, when the person is put into his qabr, the Quran will come on the right hand side of that person. Munkar and Nakir will come, and they want to ask us those three famous questions. What is your deen? Who is Allah? What is your deen? Who is your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They want to do this interview in total isolation. And the Quran will be there. And they will want the Quran Sharif to leave. And the Quran Sharif will not leave. And then the Quran will address them and say, do what you have been commanded by Allah Ta'ala, we are here. That is that companionship of the Quran. Friends will come and friends will go. The gadgets we have, the cell phones we have, and everything we have comes and goes, but that Quran will remain. Maybe perhaps the closest person to us at this age of our life will be our fathers, our mothers. That mother also does not come to the qabristan, she doesn't even come for the janazah. That father also, no matter how long he stands there after he's buried us, he can come down and put us. But there is a point that he needs to depart that Quran does not. The best of friends, the best of ustads, the best of who, everybody leaves, that Quran remains. And when the questioning is over, then the Quran goes to Mala'ul A'la, the angels that are close to Allah Ta'ala, and they make an arrangement for the bedding of this person. It comes apparent from here that the questioning will go well, inshallah. And then they bring that bedding for the person now to rest. We all know Ramadan is coming and mummy has made that samosas and savories from when? Iftar time, it doesn't taste nice. Iftar time, they may say one more, we say not even one bite. I don't know, that's how we were, I don't know now. They will come with another savory, we say no maaf. Jazakallah. We got a job to do. Brothers, take it in the stride. Take it in the stride because that Quran is there for us. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, daily, the Quran will come to the person and ask, how are you? the Quran Sharif will never abandon us. The month of Ramadan is at our doorstep, or we are at the doorstep of the month of Ramadan. Many of us sitting here will become imams. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about some people, a group of people. One of them is a hafiz of the Quran. That tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be concern and worry, one person that will have absolutely no worry, no concern, no fear, and no worry of hisab and kitab, that hisab and kitab also will not take place. One is a person that became hafiz of the Quran for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Young Hufaz, whatever our niyat was to become hafiz of the Quran, change it. Change it. I have become a hafiz for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I am a hafiz for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah chose me and now I choose Allah Ta'ala. Then that person will have no fear of any hisab, and that person will not give any hisab on the day of Qiyamah. Rather, there will be mounds of musk, heaps of musk, that this person will walk upon. And such a person then is appointed to become the imam. And then he fulfills the duties of the imamat. See, one is Taraweeh and one is Taraweeh Salat. One is the namaz. It's a namaz that we are going to be performing in front of Allah Ta'ala. We are going to be reciting the Quran. Leave the people behind us listening. Allah Ta'ala is listening. He fulfills that Quran, he fulfills the imamat in a way that the people are satisfied. And our asatiza used to say to us, who are the people? Not those people that are saying, Afisab, 2 minutes over. And they spend 20 minutes discussing the 2 minutes over, outside the masjid. Not those people, the pious amongst us. Then on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no hisab kitab for that person. There will be no worry. There will be no fear. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua of hidayat for the imam. That person that leads the people in a way that the people are happy and it is acceptable in the courts of Allah Ta'ala. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the imam is the responsible person. It is a very great responsibility again. That we are not taking, we are not chosen by the people. Allah Ta'ala chooses whoever. Remember, the musalla, the imamat, is the amanat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that amanat that Allah Ta'ala sees something in us, that Allah Ta'ala gives us, and we need to fulfill that responsibility. So, young and old huffaz, understand that this is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has chosen us for the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has chosen us for the Taraweeh. Let us fulfill the obligations insofar as the tilawat of the Quran Sharif is concerned, and let us try to fulfill the haqq of the Quran Sharif to the best of our ability. This is one standing over here, and the other standing will be there on the day of Qiyamah. يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها. That will be that tilawat that Allah Ta'ala will say, read like how you read in the dunya, and each ayat you read, you raise one darja in Jannat. So in this dunya also Allah Ta'ala has given an abundance for the hafiz. At the time of our maut in our qabr, we will never be left alone with this Quran. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make qadr and appreciate the Quran Sharif. And may Allah Ta'ala make us the real true friends of the Quran. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullahu khairan to Hazrat Mulana for those words of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to practice. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mawlana is the Imam for so many years, performing Taraweeh Salah also for so many years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that whatever advice was given, we take it to heart. But just to take off from where Hazrat Mawlana just left us the point with, اقرأ, that it will be said, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اقْرَأْ وَرَتِّلْ. That the person who is صَاحِبُ الْقُرْآنِ, it will be said to him on the day of Qiyamah, اقْرَأْ وَارْتَقِي وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That how you recited the Qur'an in the dunya, recite it in akhirat. And every ayat, then there will be a raise of rank and stage in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But for every one of us, the hufaz especially, we ask ourselves, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to address us and say that these are the stages, according to the number of ayat, these are the stages. Every ayat you're going to read now, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Fatiha. And every ayat, you just ascend the stages. The first mutashabihat, you get stuck. That's your spot. Now we ask ourselves, how far are we going to go? First para, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا وَكُلُوا فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا مِّنْهُمْ يَفْسُقُونَ يَظْلِمُونَ. Nada mutashabihat. Carry on. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ تَعْمَلُونَ. We haven't even gone too far. We said in Surah Baqarah. So that's why it's important for every one of us that we become sahibul Qur'an. Always remember, a part-time Muslim cannot overcome a full-time shaitan. Shaitan full-time, yajri minal insan majrad dam. He's flowing like blood in our bodies. So it's not possible that he's full-time making an effort on us and part-time we recite Qur'an now and then and we try to overcome shaitan. We have to be reciting Qur'an all the time. That person who by heart's the Qur'an, what title is he given? The title that is given for the person who by heart's the Qur'an, we say he's Hafizul Qur'an. He's Hafizul Qur'an. What's Hafizul Qur'an? He's the protector of the Qur'an-i Kareem. Simple question. Someone is going for Umrah. He says, see, alarm system not working, whatever the case. This is 100,000 rand. Look after this money for me. When I come back, give it back to me, okay? He says, gee, I'll give it back to you. So he's keeping the 100,000. If after the motor comes back from Umrah, if you give him 90,000, will we say you protected? We say no, 10,000 is short. Even if you have to give 99,000, by 1,000 is short. Even if you give 99, so we are Hafidhul Qur'an. Who's Hafidhul Qur'an? That person who's got in his bosom the entire Qur'an from Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, to Minal Jinnati Wal Nas. Then he's Hafidhul Qur'an. But if, example, a person can't eat, iftar time he can't eat, maybe as Mawlana is saying, even one Muslim who's a wait. You know, let all the stress go, levels go down, after Taraweeh we'll eat. Then if he was suffering for just quarter para and just a little bit few rukus or four rakats, then we ask ourselves, am I that Hafidhul Qur'an? As Mawlana says, that imagine that if there was no Hafidh in the entire South Africa, now we had to write it. Are we ready for that? So the real Hafidhul Qur'an, the real Hafidhul Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We want barakat in Qur'an, then Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, barakat in Qur'an is when you recite it in your salah. Then we will see that the khulafa of Hazrat Mufti Sahab, this is a speciality, especially after the Maghrib salah. The awabin, they doing dhur. You see, Allahu Akbar, where did I read last? I read Surah Nuh last. Okay, Surah Jin, carry on. Dhur continues in their salah. What I was reading? وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَىٰ. Okay, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ. They'll carry on. Wherever is the door continues in awabin, in the nafal salah, wherever it may be. Once we were in the Haram Sharif, then one of the khulafa was the Mufti Sahab, after the Maghrib salah, then he said, Allahu Akbar, in the Haram, Medina Tayyibah. He said, Allahu Akbar. When he said, Allahu Akbar, the two rakats continued. He only made salam when the muazzin knocked on the mic to see, well, it's time for the Isha Adhan now. Then Mawlana went into the ruku, into the sajda, he made his salam. Then someone went to ask, He says, Mawlana, how much dhur you read? We were waiting from Maghrib to Isha, how much dhur? And I was getting stuck here and there, but I was reading something out of humility. But he continued with his dhur in his awabin salah. So that's a hafidhul Qur'an. That a person who is able to recite his Qur'an in his salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability. That the barakat of our Qur'an is when we read it in our salah. Now the question is, we're all going to ask that question. Mawlana, see, talk to us. You're talking another level, another language. We're not understanding what you're talking. But then it's for every one of us. We have to start somewhere. Even if, example, I've got quarter para, I've got four rakats, never mind. From the Zohar Salah, from that, the sunnah of Zohar Salah, I will come early. And I will read my four rakats in the four rakats of sunnah. And then now, if there's any mistakes, yes, there would be mistakes. Maybe you take in your door after Asr Salah, no problem. Wherever you get stuck, just hop, skip, jump, continue. Where you're stuck, look for the next ayat and continue reading. But so you know you got stuck, after the salah, after your sunnah, open the Quran, there's my mistake. So you picked up something. Then you read it again after the Zohar salah. Then you read it in your awabin salah. Then I promise you, when you read your awabin salah, you will go home and you'll have a full meal. There's no eating after Taraweeh, you'll enjoy everything. Then the stomach doesn't run, nothing happens. You're not like butterflies. Everything is easy because your door is pakka now. Everything is strong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq inshaAllah that we become sahibul Quran. We become people who attach themselves with the Quran Kareem. So one recipe is that reciting the Quran Kareem in salah is great, great benefit in our door, making it strong. Another important point for all of the Hufaz is that never, if example I've got four rakats, so I've got six, or even if I've got up to eight rakats, or whatever the case be, then learning the door does not mean I read only my portion. If example I've got four rakats, and I'm only reading quarter, or I got eight rakats, and I'm reading my half, or 10 rakats and half, what's gonna happen? The entire day you're reading half. Comes the end of the month, have you made khatam of Quran? You haven't made khatam, but you ask everyone else, I made two khatams, three khatams, four. Meaning the layman. The normal people have made khatam of Quran, but we haven't made khatam because I was only learning that quarter, I was only learning that half. Therefore it's important for every hafiz, for every hafizul Quran. The moment your taraweeh finishes for the night, now it's not like stress levels are down, no. That's the time now. Take the Quran and read that entire para, para and a quarter, para and a half, whatever the case may be. Whatever it is, recite it. Sometimes, recently when Hafiz was saying, so asked him, Hafiz, how much you reading? So he said, Mawlana, last year was quarter, this year half. I say, MashaAllah, excellent, very good. So he says, no, Mawlana. You see, there's 10 of us reading. There's 10 of us reading. We're trying to read 3 paras a night. So I'm reading half. So I've got more. But half out of 3 paras. So you're going to finish in 10 nights. So you're reading 10 halves. Basically for the entire Ramadan, you learn 5 paras. That's what you learned. Generally, we take the month of Ramadan to be a door for us where we recite lot of Quran, etc. And very important, generally what we do, we get comfortable with a position. This position, we alternate 3, 2, 2, 3, yeah. You know, first one, if you're a first timer, you know what, you got your rhythm, you flow and you move. No. We need to be ready to take any position. A hafidhul Quran for the night, like previously, how it used to be, that the hafiz used, all the hufaz used to come, whether it was 4, 5, 10. Mawlana used to come, he's also in the saf. He say, Ji, Mawlana, you come, you first. Ji, you come, you number two today. There's no pre-planning to say, I have first position, second position, or third position. You're ready for all positions, and Mawlana will tell you when you're gonna read. Anytime he's gonna call, you have to go forward. That's gonna be a hafiz al-Quran. So how do we build ourselves to that? That after Taraweeh, immediately start making read the entire para para and a quarter. Read the entire thing. One time, two times, three times, four times. However much you can read. But every person will be at a different level where there's going to be a cut-off time. This cut-off time means now I only concentrate on my portion. But I know I've read the entire thing. What's the benefit of reading the entire thing? Sometimes there is a mutashabihat in that ayat. One came in the first quarter, one came in the last quarter. But you only hamrao in your first quarter. You never read the entire para. Or maybe you got the last quarter, you never read the first quarter. Now the imam comes, your friend, he's reading first position, and he, first four rakats, and he reads that mutashabihat. Now, ish. My portion is la'ayat or la'aya. Now you're not too sure. You're dribbling now because you didn't read it. You're not sure whether you made a mistake or he made a mistake. Or is the mutashabihat? What is it? But if a person read that entire bara, then he knows, hey, there's a mutashabihat. You mustn't get confused. First position will read this. I know I need to read that. There is a mutashabihat. I need to be careful. Why you read the entire bara? So therefore, a Hafidhul Qur'an needs to be reading the entire bara. Yes, it's a cut-off time. For some it will be Dhuhr Salah, some it will be 3 o'clock. Then you only concentrate on your quarter. No problem. You know, concentrate on your quarter. That's also fine. And then, for every Hafidhul Qur'an, once Hazrat Mullah Ahmad Shuhansab had a program in Stanger. Then in that program, Mulana had mentioned, then he said that his ustad had given him advice. The advice was, when reading the Quran Kareem, don't read with the intention of door. Read with the intention of hidayat. I'm not reading this para just for my door. Then you'll only do door. But if you read it for hidayat, Allah will bless you with guidance and your door also gets done. Because you are reading the Quran. So the door will get done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq in the ability that we become sahibul Qur'an, we become hamilul Qur'an, as Mulana was speaking about these qualities. Inshallah, Hazrat Mulana Qari Sa'id Mas'ud will be reciting for us. And then just few more pieces of advice, and inshallah after that we will have the dua, inshallah.
Qari إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين أولم يكن لهم آية أن يعلمه علماء بني إسرائيل ولو نزلناه على بعض الأعجمين فقرأه عليهم ما كانوا به مؤمنين كذلك سلكناه في قلوب المجرمين لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم فيأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون أفبعذابنا يستعجلون أفرأيت إن متعناهم سنين ثم جاءهم ما كانوا يوعدون صدق الله العظيم.
Jazakumullah Qarisa. Just a few points for the Hufaz, especially for those that are maybe your first year, your second year of Taraweeh. Then it is important in the preparation of the Taraweeh that whatever is your portion, example, person is going to be reciting 4 rakats, then those 4 rakats prepare the ruku exactly where I'm going to be stopping. I'm going to be stopping here and I'm going to start the 2nd rakat or the 4th rakat at this spot. So prepare those places of where a person is going to be making ruku, number one. Number two is when you hamrawin and you're reading by someone, you're taking the door, then read it as if you're performing the Taraweeh Salah. Means example, wherever a person is going to be making ruku. Example, a person is going to be making ruku at the end of the, in between the ruku, in the first Taraweeh. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا وَإِذَا أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Now if you're reading to someone, then read it as if you're making ruku. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And then continue. Sometimes what happens, the person prepared the stop, but he didn't read his door like that. Now he wakes up from the sajda and he's stuck. He just doesn't know where he needs to take off from. So therefore, that's one piece of advice that can help us. If our door is not too strong, then prepare it in a manner that we are going to be reciting it in the Taraweeh Salah. And very important, the pace with which you learn your door is the pace you must read in your Taraweeh. Meaning for us, the general Hufaz, yes, those are our masters. The masters of Taraweeh, leave them. At any time they can change their tune, read in a different Qari style, read fast, read slow, read Qira'at. They can do all of that. But for us, how you gonna read in Taraweeh? That's how you learn your work. If you learnt it at a very fast pace, and the Taraweeh you're trying to tune it up, you're gonna falter. You're gonna get stuck somewhere. Because you're not used to that pace. Therefore, prepare it in a pace that you are going to be reciting it in the Taraweeh Salah. That is also important. Another important law for every one of us as the Hufaz is that Dur cannot be recited in Ruku and Sajda. You can't read your Dur. It's common, right? We'll make Tawbah for the past. Ya Allah, forgive me, I didn't know. We'll see now, inshallah, we didn't know. But we know for the future, there's no door in ruku. How come the ruku's in and sajda for 19th para so long? Person went in a vidalika lang. When rabbaka lahu al-azizur rahim. Goes into ruku. Coming back from the sajda, he's thinking, which kadaba this one is now? One I finish, second one. Now he's doing all the door in ruku and sajda. That's incorrect. He's not allowed to be reciting and reading his door in ruku and sajda. Quran is the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It demands such respect that the only posture of recitation of Quran is in the standing posture in qiyam. You cannot be bowing down or be in sajda and recite Quran. Against the etiquette and the adab of Quran that you recited in those postures. You lost. Come up, take the mistake and move. And there's nothing wrong for a Hafidhul Quran to make a mistake. Mulla Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, he said that if a person, a Hafidhul Quran, makes a mistake, it's a sign you also insan. Perfection only belongs to Allah. In Durban, we all must have heard of that incident of that Hafiz, who his father told him, I'll buy you a certain car or a certain commodity, mustn't make any mistakes, whole Taraweeh. He made mistakes in the last 15 surahs of the Quran. He made a mistake in one of the last 15, I'm not too sure exactly which surah, but one of the last surahs he made mistake. Whole Taraweeh, no mistake. First night, 13 night, 19 night, all the paras, no mistakes. Here comes the last closing surahs. Nothing wrong. I'm insan here. We insan at the end of the day. We can make mistakes. It's a possibility. Then for Hufaz, be careful sometimes we want to quickly get over with our work. Oh, we're looking at the time. Hey, that one uncle, if I read 11 minutes, you say, last night was 9.5. What happened? Extra pages today. 11 pages today, what happened, took so long? So we're scared of that uncle, we're scared of someone or whoever we're scared of. Then sometimes what happens is we're shortchanging the salah. There are some people that are coming for the Taraweeh salah to connect with Allah. Yes, the masla is, after you read your tashahud, you read tashahud, sometimes we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ghfirli. Salah is done. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ghfirli. I read Durood Sharif and I made a dua. But there are some old people, they can't understand. Hafizah, what we're reading? Now the see, someone Hafizah in the, back in the days when we were small, so an old man asked him, your tashahud is very quick. So he says, my taraweeh not quick. He says, no, your taraweeh is nice pace. He says, I'm reading my Durood Sharif same pace. Same pace I'm reading Durood Sharif also. You're reading slow the Durood Sharif. I'm finishing it quickly. So sometimes those du'as, yes, if you want to take little bit quick, no problem. But some du'as have to be recited. Some du'as have to be recited because some people are coming to connect with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each one of us for coming for the program and grant each one of us a ta'alluq with the Quran. Make us amongst the sahibul Quran. Make us amongst those people that attach themselves with the Qur'an-i Kareem, that have love with the Qur'an-i Kareem. And inshallah, through the barakat of us sitting for this program, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of our Qur'an very strong inshallah. Absolutely strong. As if I was the only hafiz in any country, I would be ready to write the entire Qur'an down inshallah. Last closing point for every one of us as hufaz, especially the hufaz, for every one of us, hufaz-i kiram, every law of tajweed is for every one of us. All the laws of tajweed, we can't see that's for Qari Saab. Example, the end of the 24th juz of the Quran. أَنْتُمْ أَعْجَمِيُّ وَعَرَبِي. This tasheel to be recited. أَعْجَمِي, not أَعْجَمِي. That will be incorrect. There are four places where Satta is wajib. We have to know those four places. There are certain places that certain laws apply. Surah Yusuf. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفَ. I don't know what you're talking about. Yet after one of the programs when Hafizab came, he said, Mawlana, I can remember I was stuck on the sabak. Mawlana told me, repeat. I just couldn't get the pronunciation of this word only correctly. And how many of us know that how we're supposed to read this word in Surah Yusuf? What's the correct way of reciting this word? And if I didn't recite it correctly, we made the khatam, alhamdulillah, but not according to the riwayat of Imam Hafs rahmatullahi alayh. So let us go to someone who's a senior hafiz, an alim, or someone, or a qari. But then how do I read this? What's the correct way? Remember, anyone who needs driver's license, even if you pay your bribe and you go to Pinetown or wherever you go in Rossborough, if you can't take off from that hill which got a camera, your bribe money is gone down the drain. But hey, hold on, I don't stay in a hilly area. Hey, you know, you're telling the officer, where I stay, flat roads, man, where are you taking me on this hill? I must take off on a hill. You see, I don't know whether you got hills in your house or not. This is the law. This is the law. You have to pass this first. What if one day you're on a hill? So you have to learn it. So no person can say, no, but you know, I'm not going to perform salah. So I don't need to know the law of Surah Yusuf or these laws. But these are all important for every one of us. Let us go to the hufaz, senior hufaz, ulama, qurra, and learn all the laws of tajweed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and the ability to practice. Inshallah, we close the program. What a dua by Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Chuhan Sahib. Damat barakatuhum, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan for all of you for participating, taking our time and coming for the program. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each one of us with acceptance and qabooliyat and love for the Qur'an-i Kareem, inshallah.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu fa salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama anta ahlu. وَفْعَلْ بِنَا كَمَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُ فَإِنَّكَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. O most merciful, gracious and kind Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Allah, forgive our parents, our spouses, our siblings, our children, all our family members, and all ummah of our Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Mullah, grant us the true love of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that we become the friends of the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to the best of our ability, we try to fulfill the haqq of the Quran, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, Ramadan is at our doorstep, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us towards entering this month, Ya Allah, with khair and afiyat, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah. Many of us, as we sat here, Ya Allah, we may have pledged to you, Ya Allah, that from after this Ramadan, we are going to change, Ya Allah, in the way we make our door, in the way we make our tilawat, and we are going to make tilawat on a daily basis. Ya Allah, whoever has made this intention then or now, Ya Allah, accept it from us, Ya Allah, that we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif on a daily basis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the Quran our companion in this dunya. Ya Allah, in our qabr, at the time of our mouth, tomorrow on Hashar, make the Quran an intercessor, Ya Allah, and O most merciful Allah, O most merciful and gracious Allah, cause us, Ya Allah, to become such, Ya Allah, that we understand the message of the Quran, we practice on the Quran, we have love for the Quran, and O most merciful Allah, we have adab for the Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim, wa sallallahu wa sallama ala an-nabiyyil karim, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.